This would be the kind of day where you'd listen to us and then watch Godzilla vs. King Kong. The Fight for Supremacy, which is coming out.
That's the perfect day for that.
I got my HBO Max when that comes out. Yeah. Let's be honest. I would take King Kong over Godzilla.
I probably will tell you. I'm with you. I think the monkey breed has a lot more intelligence than the lizard breed. So just based off of that alone.
Don't you think King Kong could climb more?
Very true.
Like he could avoid the fire.
Yeah. I'm with that.
And I think a right from King Kong would phase Godzilla greatly. And then he'd be just in total attack mode.
Yeah.
By the way, I have no desire to watch this movie.
Me either.
Why?
Not
why?
On my
album. Why? KG writes into the Equitable Bank inbox where they take banking personally, and you can join him by dropping us an email on this snowy Monday. Gary or George at 1620thezone.com. Good day, gents. Hate to go against the Chiefs, but the Bucks have sued David and Davis, former great Huskers, and would love to see those guys get a ring. I'm going to have a hard time with this. If all of a sudden you're a Johnny-come-lately Bucks fan because there's Huskers, I mean like a fan, mm-hmm. like rooting for them, I got no time for you. Okay? The narrative on Sue definitely would change if he had a ring. Levante David is getting recognized. We've all waited for Levante David to get recognized. He's finally getting recognized. Maybe he needs more recognition from his 2 years at Nebraska to be labeled as the best or one of the best linebackers of all time. Mm-hmm. Khalil Davis, it's worked out really well for him. The guy that I'm really, really excited for on the Bucs side. Now, again, Sue, David, and Davis are really good people. Jason Light, who is the general manager of the Buccaneers, who a couple of years ago I thought was going to lose his job. Mm-hmm. And I've had the opportunity here on The Zone to interview him a couple of times. He's been gracious with his time to join us. You know, he's a Nebraskan, went to school at Nebraska, finished at Wesleyan. His family, diehard Husker football fans, longtime season ticket holders. He lost his father, who was an important part of his life on and off the football field. But he tried to build the roster in Tampa and then caught the break. He gets Bruce Arians as his head coach, and then he gets Tom Brady to come along, and they build the roster like they have in Tampa. That's the guy that, if it wasn't my team in 2 weeks, there's somebody I would definitely be rooting for to get himself a Super Bowl ring, because I thought that he was going to be out of a job a couple of years ago. And then Shaq Barrett, who Shaq Barrett is a really good story, and I'm sure this will be told. You know, went to Boys Town. I've had the opportunity to interview Shaq and do an event with him. He was honored in the Christ the King sports banquet when he was still with the Broncos. At that time, he was very low-key, did not want to talk about himself. He did not like the spotlight, and he was just starting to make an impact with the Broncos. Well, he made a huge impact yesterday. I mean, he caused all kinds of havoc up front for Tampa Bay. But here's a guy that went to Boys Town. You know, he was an exceptional wrestler as well as a football player. Went to UNO and then has to find a home and ends up at Colorado State. Really good backstory, and I'm sure that his story will be told a little bit more nationally. I think, you know, Levante David's story will be told a little bit more. But if you're just a Bucs fan and you have jumped on the Bucs bandwagon just because they have a Husker connection, I got no time for you. All right, I don't want to hear stats about, oh, the Husker streak continues. I don't care about that. You can tell me about that on February 8th. All I'm worried about is one team that wears a certain shade of red on February 7th. Now, with that said, I think that Tampa, the NFC this year is the home team, because Kansas City was the home team last year in the AFC. Wouldn't it be fantastic? In a really, really weird year, which we are going to make it to the finish line of the NFL season. We are going to make it to the Super Bowl. How great does that sound? We are making it to the end of the NFL season, and this season, which has not been easy, and now we've got a team that's their home stadium playing in the Super Bowl. Can we have Tampa Bay wear the creamsicle uniforms? Would the NFL allow Tampa, on the biggest stage that sport has, to wear their creamsicle uniforms? That'd be great. So good luck to KG and everybody that has become a Bucs fan in the last day. Enjoy your two-week run, and I wish you all the best. Chris says, who has become a Bucs fan as well, he said, come on, don't be like that. I still want to be friends. I am absolutely a Bucs fan for the next 2 weeks. I have to admit, I want to see Tom Terrific get his seventh. Would love to see him get it without Belichick. Plus, the Huskers go Bucs. Is this what we're going to do for 2 weeks?
I'll tell you right now, I am not a Bucs fan.
Boom! Chris, take that. And KG, yeah. George is not a Bucs fan.
Not happening.
Yeah. But Sue with a Super Bowl
changes the narrative a little bit.
Well, there was a little tinge of Sue stomping on Rodgers in there in your voice.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
Trying to think of a Husker connection to Nebraska right now.
A Packer connection to Nebraska? Amon Green? Where is he at?
You know, every time I see the Packers play and somebody else is wearing number 30,
yeah,
I always wonder about that. How come they didn't hold off giving out Amon Green's 30?
Oh.
Not that he should be retired, but
he might be the most.
I don't think it took very long after he was gone from Green Bay that they kept that number in circulation.
Also, another person who had a rough day yesterday that nobody's talking about, Aaron Jones.
The fumbles were a problem, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
And I think that also added to the imbalance of their offense.
Absolutely.
But no reason that A.J. Dillon, who, by the way, you went and drafted, could not have used more in the NFC championship game. I just look at two teams that have been all in the way they've built their rosters that played yesterday against two teams that were not completely in. Now, I fault Green Bay more than I fault Buffalo, because I think Buffalo is a work in progress that is going to be a problem in the AFC for a while. The AFC is going to be, for the next 5-6 years, extremely deep. The Bills aren't going anywhere. I don't think they were ready to get to this stage this soon, even after Allen made the playoffs last year. So they weren't building the roster to be completely all in. Green Bay definitely was not. But the two teams that in the offseason built their rosters to be all in got to the Super Bowl. And I also don't want to hear this. And full disclosure, my Super Bowl pick was Kansas City and Dallas. I tried to be bold. I went outside of the box. I thought about the Cowboys. And then that lasted about a week.
Yeah.
But there were plenty of national people that predicted Kansas City, Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl. Why wouldn't you at the beginning of the year look at Tampa's roster and go, wow, If Brady isn't the turnover machine that Winston is, and the weapons that they've acquired, and then through the course of the season, when you pick up Fournette and you pick up Antonio Brown, even losing O.J. Howard at tight end, hey, you were going to say that Tampa was a Super Bowl-worthy team. They're there. Kansas City was a popular pick to get back to the Super Bowl this year. So it's not like Kansas City-Tampa Bay is a surprise. But I get the feeling that some people are like, wow, this is amazing. The Tampa Bay made it. No. You'd be disappointed if Brady hadn't gone as far as yesterday and beyond. If you look at the roster that they had, he's a very smart person. He's a businessman. He made the decision to go somewhere where he knew he could get to the Super Bowl. That was Tampa. Look at Tampa the last couple of years. If they don't have a turnover machine, hey, Tampa's in the playoffs. They already had a really, really good defense. He came along, and they added to it on offense, and Jason Like and his front office have done a really good job in drafting. I mean, they loved Minnesota Golden Gophers in this past draft, and look at it, it's paid out pretty well for them. All right, Mike Schaefer is coming up here in a little bit. I'm not bitter or anything. I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight for 2 weeks. I'm just going to stand up for my team and all these Buccaneer fans that are going to come out of the woodwork.
Yep.
If you want to come out of the woodwork as a Bucs fan, we're going to have a trivia contest. You better be able to tell me a lot about Vinny Testaverde, Steve Young, Bo Jackson, and Hugh Culverhouse.
Love it.
Okay? And also, where was the original stadium for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Mm. I love it.
All right. Here is Rodney. Rodney, good Monday.
Hey, good Monday. Long time no talk to you, baby.
I know. How are things in this new year? Good?
Can't really say good, but they're okay.
All right. Head is above water, though, right?
Yeah, head is above water.
All right. We got to make every day a winning day.
Every day is a winning day, for real. Hey, I'm glad you guys made it. I knew they were, because they're the strongest team out there. You know, but in order for Tampa Bay to compete, Tua has to have a great, I mean, the best game he ever had to play, man. He has to be able to control the line of scrimmage, man, but no cross too much and keep everything in front of them. Then I think they have a better chance. Because they both teams got weapons.
Yep.
So it's not like they're playing against somebody that they never seen before. You know, because they see them every day in practice. They have speed on the end. Not as much as Kansas City, but I think if they keep everybody in front of them and let the linebackers make plays, I think they could be in the game.
Well, the thing for Kansas City, from their standpoint, is, you know, Rodney, when you have somebody like Patrick Mahomes, you never feel like you're out of the game. Tampa Bay's,
you're right about that.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's defense, they're forcing turnovers, and their front four, especially with Kansas City's issues at offensive line, that worries me a little bit, because Jason Pierre-Paul and Shaq Barrett won a lot of one-on-one battles yesterday. And if they do that, then that could cause some problems.
And I don't think Holmes is 100%. And they get a good lick on him, man. I think it's lights out for Kansas City, man. I like both teams. I'm a Bucks fan and a Chiefs fan.
Now, how did you become a Bucks fan? Now, wait a minute. How'd you become a Bucks fan?
I like Bucks when What was the coach, the blackhead coach back in the day? Was it Tony Dungy?
Yes.
Yeah, Tony Dungy, that running back, I forgot his name, from USC. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I just liked them because how they play defense. Because I'm a defensive player. I don't get into the offensive thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I like when they had the tattoo.
Yes.
They were able to make – they had some good, strong linebackers. And Dungy just transformed that whole team. And then once he got released, and I think it was Gruden came in and won the Super Bowl, and it was like, wow. He did it twice. Gruden.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great game, man.
Well,
it's going to be a great game.
I think it will be as well. I think the line is about right. I think the total is about right. It should be we deserve a great Super Bowl after this season.
Right. And one thing about Mahomes, you can't count that little guy out, man. That young dude is it's no quitting him. He's gonna fight to the end. That's what I like about him. I think he's gonna be the next. I think he may end up being the goat after it's all said and done. And if you look at how Kansas City plays, they play like the enemy. The slot receivers. Because
mm-hmm.
Bienemy was a real quick guy, and it was, all out. You can see the coaching in that team versus other teams. You don't see no identity. I can see the head coach in Bienemy. I can see the defensive coordinator out there, It's amazing, man. When they play their first game, I said, no, I don't think anybody can beat these guys.
Nope.
Tampa Bay has a good chance if they keep everybody in front of them.
Yep, it should be a good one. Rodney, thanks for the phone call. Be good. Don't be a stranger.
All right.
Yep. I'm just talking about Cadillac Williams. This will be the better quarterback that Tampa has had than the last time they were in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, Brad Johnson. I mean, so John Gruden got to the postseason. He had Chris Sims as his quarterback.
Yeah.
And then Tampa Bay has had some success. and they become the adopted team around here. That's okay. That's okay. I'm not gonna fight it. I'm just gonna stand up for my team. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But it also shows you that if you have the quarterback and you have a front office with a really, really good GM that knows how to build their roster and manage the cap, and they draft well, what can happen? Look at Kansas City's offseason. Brett Veach, what they were able to do. They got a Chris Jones deal done. They got a Mahomes deal done. They got an extension for Kelsey. They brought back Sammy Watkins. I mean, they had $1.75 to spend, and those four superstars right there got new deals. Tampa's done the same thing. Tampa has drafted well, and then they got Brady to choose them. And they were able to add weapons around. But it's also the attraction. If I want to win a ring, and that's the only thing left in my career, where am I going? Who am I attracted to as a quarterback? People come play with Mahomes now because they know that they're going to have a chance to win a ring. People were coming to play with Brady because Brady will have a chance to win him a ring. Look what it does for you. Just one ring. Whether it be a narrative of Ndamukong Suh or you play 1 year, you get a ring, and you're getting big bucks next year when you're playing somewhere else. It happened off of Kansas City's roster last year. Some guys got overpaid. Why? They were a Super Bowl champion. But the teams in the NFL that are going to thrive and will continue to thrive are teams that are built with a quarterback, head coach, OC together, and then you top it off, they've got a great front office that knows how to build a roster on either a shoestring budget or a lot of money to spend, and they make the right decision. That's why when I keep saying the AFC is going to be loaded for the next 5-6 years, look at Indianapolis. Indianapolis has a really good roster. What are they missing? Probably that quarterback to put them over the top. Now they've got all that money available. I think they got $65 million. With the roster they already have in place, they could go and get Stafford and still have a little bit to spend. If you don't have your quarterback figured out in the AFC right now, and you've got a mess with your cap, and you don't know who your head coach is, and he doesn't align with your GM, you're the Houston Texans. Good luck. Mike Schaefer's coming up next.